You have found the Drop Podcast, recorded live at the spacious STL All Sports Radio Studios. The Drop is an unbiased, in-depth hockey podcast dedicated to the St. Louis Blues and all the hot topics within the NHL. So tell the ref you don't mind the game misconduct penalty. You were headed to the locker room anyway to listen to The Drop. Here's your host, Lance Descott.
Thanks for joining the Drop Podcast again. I'm your host, Lance Descott, and in today's episode, we're going to go over a few topics here with the Blues. One of them is Vladimir Sobotka. We're going to go a little bit in depth into him, some stats, and just my thoughts on Vladimir Sobotka as a player. And we're also going to go into basically the players that the Blues will most likely have on their roster this year. You may see some changes in and out, and that's why I'm including 24 players. And I know some of you are saying, but Lance, they can only have 20 guys activated for each game. Yeah, that's true. But I want to go into more of the players that's going to be switching in and out. Some players are going to be sitting each night. Some players, you know, are going to be called up from the Wolves. And, you know, we may see some other additions to the Blues during the season due to injuries. So with the first topic, let's get into Vladimir Sobotka. There has been so much talk on Mr. Sobotka. You know, it seems like every day we hear, oh, Vladimir Sobotka's coming back. People are just so excited. You know, this team was missing him. He's a spark. He's this, he's that. And before you start saying I'm a naysayer and that I'm negative, you got to remember something, folks. I love the Blues, and that's why I have this show. I want the Blues to succeed. So any comments that I may have on a player, they're unbiased. I'm not a homer. If I see something that's wrong, I'm going to say it. If I see something that's right, I'm going to say it. You will get an unbiased opinion from me and the rest of the staff at the Drop Podcast. So, Vladimir Sobotka. We keep hearing from press releases in Russia, oh no, he's going to stay in Russia. And then Armstrong says, no, he's going to come to the Blues. Don't worry about it. So we keep getting both sides. My personal opinion is, he will probably most likely end up back with the Blues, but don't be shocked if he doesn't come back. Before signing Sobotka, the Blues only have $3.69 million left in the cap, I believe. And after paying him, they will have hardly nothing left to make any moves. So if a player gets injured, they're going to have to figure out a way to bring up somebody from the minors or get a player that doesn't cost them very much to fill in. Let's go over Vladimir Sobotka's stats, shall we? He has never played a full season in the NHL, number one. People keep saying he's feisty, he's scrappy, he's physical. He's 5'10 and 188 pounds. That's a pretty solid guy. Not big, not huge. And that concerns me. With his style of play, he tends to get injured a lot. And I mean a lot. You know, you folks that are saying how great and what it's going to be a spark to the Blues to have him, you keep forgetting this. In his first season with Boston, he only played 48 games. Second season, 25. Third season, 61. First season with the Blues, he only played 65. His best season was in 2011-2012 when he played 73 games. And guess how many goals he scored? 5 goals, people. And 15 assists. The next year, he played in less games, but produced a little bit more. 8 goals and 11 assists. His last year with the Blues before moving to the KHL, he played in 61 games. So he missed 21 games and had 9 goals and 24 assists. He is going to get injured because of his style of play. And he's probably going to get injured worse because since he's left the NHL has gotten bigger. And if you don't believe me, look at the average height of the NHL when he left the NHL in 2013-2014, and look at it now. These teams are going for bigger, faster players. Not just faster players. Look at Dallas. Look at how fast they are. Look at how big they are. This is a team that's going to give the Blues problems. I just heard the other day that you know, the Blues are going to change their style that they play. And I'll get into that later. But, folks, Vladimir Sobotka is a fourth line player. I keep seeing these people that, oh, he's going to help the second line, and I hope he plays in the first line. People, come on. If you really stop thinking with your heart and you really know hockey, you will have to admit, unless you're crazy, this guy is a fourth line player. Third line if he has to, but he's a fourth line player. I hear Armstrong saying that he's going to come in and be on the Jaden Schwartz line, and they're just going to click, and Sobotka's going to be just so much better. Really? When he was here with the Blues, he didn't have players of Jaden Schwartz capability? If he plays 80 games, which he never has in his whole NHL career, and he also got hurt in Russia, so folks, please remember that. He's slower. I've watched plenty of film on him in the KHL. He looks slower, like he's lost a step. And that's not good in a league that's getting faster. Do I think he is a role player that can play a role, come in and kind of hype things up? Yes, he would be good for that. But please stop overvaluing people the way people are going on. They're acting like he's the next coming of Brett Hall or David Backes. David Backes, he is not. Troy Brouwer, he is not. Heck, he's not David Perron, who the Blues just re-signed. So I don't know what all the time being spent on how much he's going to help the team. And, oh, we hope we get him. We hope he doesn't go back to the KHL. It'll be a huge loss. Seriously? A huge loss? For a guy that has averaged around 4 goals a year since he's been in the NHL? Look at his goals. He's not that great of a player, people. Stop making him out to be this, oh, he's feisty, he's gritty, this is what the Blues need. What is wrong with this town? You people fall in love with players like this that are great guys. Excellent. Vladimir Sobotka, I hear, is a very nice person. I hear he's great in the locker room. That's nice. But people are going on like it's just this missing piece, and that's why the Blues didn't make it to the Stanley Cup. I even heard several people say that. If they'd have had Sobotka, he'd have had that extra energy, blah, 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 blah. Seriously? To go up against San Jose, how big they are, they'd have pummeled him. He's got some speed. He's feisty. Yeah. But 5'10", 188 pounds, is not going to win over 6'4" and 230 pounds. Never. It's just not going to. If they're the same speed and can skate the same, it's not going to happen. I wish Sobotka the best. I hope he comes back and can be on the fourth line and maybe score 8 goals, 10 goals. I'd be more than shocked if he scored more than 10, 11 goals this year. If he does, that's awesome. That means the Blues are better off than what they were without him. And maybe that salary they're paying him will be worth something then. But he's got to prove it to me. When I mentioned earlier about this big style of play that Sobotka fits in, I was rather disheartened after hearing the excitement in a certain radio announcer's voice of how the Blues are going to start playing the style that the Minnesota Wild have played. And it's going to be exciting. It's going to be, they're going to take things in the neutral zone and do this and do, they're going to be fast and they're going to be this. And Mike Yeo is going to bring this in. It's going to change the Blues for good. Really. If you buy that, I'm going to sell you some oceanfront property in St. Louis. Could the Blues do well in a system? Yeah. Are they going to go far in the playoffs in the Minnesota Wild system? Why don't we take a look at that? Let's look at his record with the Minnesota Wild in the last 19 games that he coached there. If I'm not mistaken, and I might be a game or two off, so don't start ripping me for it. I believe he was 3-15-1 or 3-16-1. And people are acting like he's the second coming of Scotty Bowman. He's a coach. He does not come with a great pedigree. He just doesn't. That's just the way it is. And I'm not quite sure of the excitement. Am I excited about the season? Yeah, I'm excited anytime the Blues start playing because I love hockey. I love Blues hockey. I've grown up with it. You know, since I was a little kid. I've loved the Blues through thick and thin. I've had season tickets with them through thin. You know, I was around when they didn't make playoffs for years. You know, from 2005, and then had other season tickets when I was a younger kid. So I've seen the bad times. I showed up at those games when the Blues were bad. I bought 6 season tickets a year for years while they were bad. So before you tell me that I'm a naysayer and that I'm not a Blues fan and I don't care about the Blues, take that into account, please. But also, thank people. I mean, there's a lot of hockey people in St. Louis that are knowledgeable. Then there's those that think with their heart. I call it the Rex Hudler disease. Rex Hudler was a role player for the Cardinals, and he had a role. He came, played hard, did this, did that. Was he ever super successful in the major leagues? No. Did he help the Cardinals win a few games? Yeah. Did he make a huge difference to where they made him pennant winners for years and years? No. That's why you don't see him in any of the record books of the Cardinals. Some people get enamored with these role players, and I don't understand why that is. You know, I'm like the next guy. I'm like John Q fan who likes to see a guy go out there and scrap and likes to see a guy that's tough. That's great. Every team needs a couple of players like that who can come out and give you a spark. But let's see them as they are. Vladimir Sobotka is a spark. He's a fourth line player. And I wish him the best. I'm glad to see him back. If he can give them spark, the Blues will need it. Is he going to be a difference maker between getting them from the third round like they were last year to the Stanley Cup? Heck no. And for those that think he is, you're either A, not a knowledgeable hockey person, or you're thinking too much with your heart. You know, that's just the way it is. I wish him the best, and I wish the Blues the best, but 10, 11, 12 goals is the most you're going to see out of Vladimir Sobotka. And he's not going to play probably more than 65 games, if that. If he plays all of them, hey, that's awesome. That means the Blues have a spark for all 82 games a season. But I just don't see that happening. So, folks, please stop with the enamoration of Vladimir Sobotka, acting like he's some player from Russia that's, you know, coming over and he's going to score 50 goals or 60 goals, or, you know, he's such a playmaker, he's going to be on your first line and all this and that. And, you know, I've heard actually people say, oh, he's one of our top four forwards. If Vladimir Sobotka is one of your top four forwards, you're in trouble. You are in deep, 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 deep trouble. And coming up soon in the next week or two, I will be going over everything, some stats of the players, looking across the NHL, and I will be making my predictions. I will make my predictions based on facts, not on my heart, and I will let you know how I think the Blues are going to finish. Some of you will agree with me. Some of you will disagree with me and say they are poised to take the cup. Even Doug Armstrong said, and now he's backing off of it, but he said we had to take a step back. Or as he said, half a step back to take 2 steps forward. I think the Blues have taken 2 steps back to take 1 step forward. They are going to solely miss Elliott, Brower, and Backes. Should they have signed all of them and kept Elliott? Yeah. You know, they should have kept Elliott for the rest of the year. But they wanted to give it to Jake Allen. Let's see what Jake Allen can do. Does he have the tools to do it? Yeah. But also, he's been hurt a lot when he's played. You know, I'm not giving him that label of a goalie that plays well when he's there, but he's hurt a lot. I'm not giving him that yet. But in his history, he has been hurt by playing for the Blues. Let's hope he can play well. If Jake Allen plays well and has goals against of 2.6, 2.5 or lower, the Blues might pull out some games against these bigger teams. He starts giving up 4 and 5 goals in a game, the Blues are going to get smashed by these bigger teams. And I'm a little frustrated with Hitchcock. He's kind of, changes his mind whenever it makes the Blues look better. After the Dallas series, and I can get that for you. I can get the tape. I've got it. Mr. Hitchcock said, the Dallas Stars are awesome. And a lot of you are going to say, well, he was just trying to give him props because the Blues had just beat him. He didn't just stop at that. He said the Dallas Stars are the future of the NHL. Their speed, their size, that's the way the NHL is going. So explain to me, folks, why months later, he's all excited about this new system that Mike Yeo is bringing in with smaller guys. Doesn't quite make sense to me, folks, and I'm really worried about this season with the Blues. I hope they surprise me, but I'm going into this season very cautious. I'm very sad that the players left, but some of them, you know, that Backus wanted too much money. Understand that. But I'm very, very cautious about this season. I understand those that are excited about the season because they think the Blues are going to win the Stanley Cup. But I think you really need to look at the stats, who the Blues have, who they're going to be competing against, and then make that decision on how the Blues are going to do in the regular season and the Stanley Cup playoffs. You will find out what I think sometime around training camp. And I will tell you the top eight teams that I feel will be in the Western Conference, the top eight teams that I feel will be in the Eastern Conference. I will try to go into as much depth as possible with each team. I may have to do it in a couple different episodes and just focus on two or three teams each episode. But I will get it done, and we will move forward with it. Let's go ahead and go over who I feel the Blues will have on the roster this year. And you may see some players go up and down. I think Bortuzzo is a nice role player. I think he'll be here. You know, he's under contract. Jay Bouwmeester, Alexander Steen, probably Sobotka. Shattenkirk, I think, is going to be here with the Blues unless something major happens and somebody blows the Blues away with the trade. I think he's going to be here till the trading deadline. Magnus Pajärvi, who I wish wasn't here, will be here. Gunnarsson will most likely play a role on this year's team. David Perron, of course, was brought in. Then you've got Scotty Upshaw for another year. Nice, another role player who's got some energy and brings some energy. You got Stasny, who needs to show everybody he's worth that $7 million contract. And then you got backup goalie Carter Hutton, which played for Nashville, and Kyle Brodziak. Rest of the players, you know, you got Jake Allen, Tarasenko, Jaden Schwartz, Ryan Reeves, Alex Petrangelo, Yori Lehterä. Terrible contract. The Blues need him to produce. You've got Dmitri Yaskin, Robbie Fabry, Joel Edmondson, Patrick Berglund, and, of course, Jaden Schwartz, who signed a big contract. The Blues need 25 to 30 goals from him and about 35 to 40 assists for this team to be where they need to be at the end of the year going into the playoffs. They really need that from him. If they don't get that from him, it's going to be a hard, long year for the Blues. And I hate to put so much pressure on such a young guy, but it's going to be. A player that needs to step up and live up to this hype that the Blues have been giving him over the last couple of years is Ty Ratty. Every year for the last 3 years, I've heard, Ty Ratty, oh, he's going to impress you in camp. He's going to impress you. He's going to make the team. We're expecting him to. He doesn't. Last year it was Fabry that outplayed him. Fabry wanted it more. It's time for Ty Ratty to show us something or not. That's as simple as that. If he comes in and plays well, the Blues could be in pretty good shape. If he comes in and goes back down to the Wolves and back up to the Blues and back down to the Wolves, you know, the Blues need several of these players to be key. And I'm going to tell you right now why they need some of these younger guys to step up. We all know what Tarasenko can do. We all seen the way that Chicago and Dallas played him. They didn't play him very close to the vest. We seen what happens when San Jose plays him and puts two or three guys on him. The Blues were not able to score in the series. And you can blame Vladimir Tarasenko all you want to. Oh, he didn't score. He didn't show up. He didn't do this. He didn't do that. Well, you know what? Maybe it's what the other team was doing to him. Maybe the other team was defending him better than the first two teams in Dallas and Chicago. My personal opinion, if you actually watch all these games and watch him while he's on the ice, that's exactly what happened. So all you people trying to blame him for the Blues' loss against San Jose, you're wrong. You're totally wrong. Go back and watch the tape. He had a couple times he was open. He missed the net a few times, but for the most part, they were around him constantly. Big bodies around him. And if these other guys, such as Fabry and Ratty and Jaden Schwartz and some of these other guys do not perform either up to their potential or over it, this team's going to have issues. So let's hope the Blues can figure out a way to put goals in the net, and that's they're going to have to. Because with the type of team they have, they cannot physically, size-wise, bang for three periods with the likes of San Jose, Dallas. And, you know, I know Chicago's lost a lot, but they're still a big team. This team will not be able to bang and be physical. And the Blues have even said that. We're changing our style because we don't have the team to be physical. That concerns me. You get in the playoffs, it's physical. Years ago, the Blues had all this talent in the world, and they weren't quite, they were fast, didn't have quite enough size, got into the playoffs, and tanked. This team, with all the changes, I'm going to give them some time, and in fact, people, I think it's going to be 2 to 3 years before you see this team get anywhere close to where they were last year. Could I be wrong? Yeah. I hope I'm wrong? Yes. But I don't see this team making it to the third round of the playoffs. Enough said. That's a spoiler. I don't want to get into too much of my predictions for the season. So I'll leave it at that. I want to thank everybody again for joining me, Lance Descott, and the Blues Drop Podcast.
This has been the Drop Podcast. You can email the Drop at theofficialdrop@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter at @officialthedrop or watch our videos on YouTube at tinyurl.com/thedroppodcast. Don't forget to subscribe or download this episode and past episode on iTunes, Stitcher.com, and ShoutEngine.com.